All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of Mastodon migration.
Oh, yeah. Migration sounds scarier than it is, right?
Way scarier. Luckily, we've got this awesome guide to walk us through switching servers, and let me tell you, it's surprisingly straightforward.
Yeah, it really takes the mystery out of it. It's more like, you know, upgrading your social media experience than, like, rocket science.
I like that. Upgrading your social media experience. And speaking of upgrades, this guide starts by tackling the big why. Like, why even bother moving servers in the first place?
Right. Makes total sense to ask that, especially if you're new to the Fediverse.
It's like, I get that Mastodon is all about choices, but still, why rock the boat if you're already settled somewhere?
Exactly. And, you know, the guide dives into all sorts of reasons someone might make the move. Like, imagine you're craving a super active community that's buzzing 24/7.
I feel that. Or maybe you're really passionate about a specific type of content moderation.
Exactly. It's about finding your tribe, you know, those people who just get you.
Totally. Like finding your online happy place. This guide reminds us we have options. And finding the right server can seriously level up your whole Mastodon game. It's kind of like realizing you've outgrown your old neighborhood, you know?
100%. You're not stuck where you are. You can choose the digital environment that feels right for you. And, you know, let's not forget about those times when, well, servers actually shut down.
Oh, right. That whole thing. It's like the unfortunate reality check of the tech world.
Yeah, it happens. But this guide, it's great. It actually encourages you to think about that when you're picking a server, like choosing one that's got a solid track record.
And a commitment to giving you a heads up if they ever do have to close.
Exactly. Nobody wants to be left in the lurch, right?
Talk about peace of mind. You know what else is cool? They point you towards these server directories, like Fedi.garden and joinmastodon.org. So helpful.
Oh, yeah. Those are great resources. Think of them as curated lists of, like, the best Mastodon neighborhoods, you know?
I love that. The best Mastodon neighborhoods. So they've done some of the legwork for us. That's awesome.
Exactly. They highlight servers that are known for reliability, for having good moderation, all the things you want in your digital home, basically.
Makes total sense. Okay, so you've found your dream server. What happens next? Let's talk about the actual transfer process.
The nitty-gritty.
Yeah, but this guide makes it so clear, like refreshingly clear. And it even points out common mistakes people make along the way.
Like a roadmap with warning signs, I dig it. And you know what they really emphasize? Those CSV files.
Oh, tell me about it. Those things can seem so mysterious.
Right, like what even are they? But they're not just random tech jargon, trust me. They're more like those treasure chests and video games, you know?
Okay, I'm listening.
Filled with all the good stuff, followers, yeah. Bookmarks, all those hashtags you spent hours perfecting. They keep it all safe.
I had no idea. So we're talking backups here.
Exactly. But here's the thing. This guide stresses downloading these babies from your old account before you do anything else. Like, before you even think about switching servers.
Got it. So download first, switch later.
You got it. That way you bring your entire digital identity with you. It's like your Mastodon passport, basically.
Love it. Okay, next question. What about your followers? Arguably the most valuable treasure of all, right?
Oh, for sure. And the guide talks about how to bring them along, too.
Speaking of followers, I was struck by how much the guide stresses patience, especially when you're transferring them over. Why is that?
That's because the Fediverse isn't like your typical social media giant, you know, where everything happens instantly.
True. It's a different beast altogether.
It's this network of independent servers, each doing its own thing at its own pace.
Makes sense.
Like, imagine a flock of birds all migrating together. Some might be speedy, others take their sweet time, but they all get there eventually.
So even though the guide lays out the process, there's no guaranteed timeline.
Exactly. It could take hours, even days, for all your followers to show up on your new server.
That's good to know.
It's all part of what makes the Fediverse so cool, though. Decentralized, independent. It's all about the journey, you know?
I can get behind that.
And hey, the guide assures us it's worth the wait. Your followers will find you. Don't worry.
All right. I'm feeling reassured. Patience is a virtue, they say. This guide is great, though. Because it's not all sunshine and rainbows. It gets real about the hiccups. You know, those moments where things don't go perfectly.
Totally. Like, let's be honest. We've all hit those head-scratching error messages at some point.
Ugh, the worst. But this guide, it doesn't just leave you hanging.
Nope. It anticipates those wait what moments and gives you actual workarounds, like having a tech-savvy friend on speed dial.
Right. So helpful. And it tackles those, I don't know, infamous server blocks head on.
Oh, yeah. Server blocks, they can sound kind of intimidating, right?
Totally. Like, game over. I'm locked out forever.
It's not that dramatic. Basically, a server block is when one server basically puts up a digital fence preventing direct interaction with another server.
Okay, that makes sense. But why would they do that?
Good question. Often, it boils down to different moderation styles. Imagine two towns right next to each other, but with completely different rules about, say, noise levels.
Okay, I'm with you.
So one server might be all about super strict content moderation, while the other is more anything goes. Mm-hmm. And to protect their users, that first server, the stricter one, might put a block on the more relaxed server.
Makes sense. Like they're trying to maintain a certain environment.
Exactly. So it's not personal, just, you know, digital boundaries.
So then what happens if you're trying to migrate to a server that's been blocked from your current one?
Ah, good question. That's where this neutral third server solution comes in.
A neutral third server. Okay, now you're just using big words to confuse me.
No, it's actually pretty clever. Think of it like booking a flight. So you want to fly from city A to city C, but there are no direct flights. What do?
Layover. You find a flight with a layover.
Exactly. You fly from city A to a neutral city B that has flights to both A and C, and then finally on to city C. Same idea here.
So you use this neutral server as a temporary stop, bypass the block, and boom, you've reached your final destination.
You got it. It adds an extra step, but it shows you how interconnected the Fediverse really is.
It's like there's always a workaround.
Usually, yeah. As long as you're willing to get a little creative.
I like it. And, you know, it makes me appreciate the design of the Fediverse even more. It's like they anticipated the need for this kind of flexibility, for user control, right from the start.
Absolutely. It's refreshing, isn't it? And that user-centric approach really shines through in how they handle your old account after you've migrated, too.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that. I kind of figured you just delete it and, like, poof, it's gone.
You'd think, right. But this guide, it throws a curveball. It actually recommends against deleting your old account right away.
Really? Why is that?
Because instead of vanishing into the digital ether, your old account, it becomes like a, I don't know, a signpost pointing people towards your new home.
So, like, even if someone goes looking for me at my old place,
they'll find a note saying, hey, I've moved. No more lost followers wondering where you went.
I like that. It's considerate. But what happens to all those old posts? You know, the stuff I spent ages crafting. They just disappear.
Nope. They stay right where they are, on that original server, forever linked to your old account.
Huh. So it's like my digital footprint remains, even as I move on.
Exactly. And here's the really cool part. If someone clicks your username on one of those old posts, guess where they end up?
Let me guess. Your new account.
Ding, ding, ding. It's seamless.
Yeah.
Connects your past and present selves online.
Okay, that is cool. So even though you've moved on, your digital history is still there. It feels respectful, I guess, like the time and energy people put into building their online identities.
100%. And you know, this whole thing, it gets to the heart of what makes the Fediverse so unique. That emphasis on data ownership and portability. You're not trapped by your past choices. You can evolve, you can migrate, you can curate your experience without sacrificing your digital history.
It's kind of freeing when you think about it.
Totally. Now, this guide, it's super comprehensive, but I did have one what if question it didn't quite address. What if you go through this whole migration, right? Everything's moved over, and then you have second thoughts like, miss my old server. Is there a way to, like, reverse the migration?
Oh, that's a great question. It's not something the guide explicitly covers, but honestly, based on how this whole system seems to be designed, I'm going to say probably.
Right. Like, if you can migrate all that data once, why not, again, just in reverse?
I mean, it might get a little messy, right? Like moving back into a house after you've already unpacked everything.
Totally. You might lose some data. Some followers might get lost along the way.
And it would be a whole to-do again.
Exactly. But the option, it's theoretically there. And that, to me, speaks volumes about the philosophy behind Mastodon.
It's all about giving users those choices, putting them in control.
100%. You're not locked into a decision, which is a welcome change, honestly, from how most social media operates.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of welcome changes, the guide also tackles a bunch of other what-if scenarios that I found super helpful.
It's like they're inside our brains, anticipating those, but wait, what about moments?
Seriously, like, what happens if you realize, oh, shoot, I need to migrate NW. Like ASAP, no time to waste.
Life happens. Sometimes you got to move quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the guide reassures you that even if you're on a tight deadline, it's still doable.
Yep. just follow the steps.
It breaks down the steps in such detail, too. It's like, do this, then this. Oh, and watch out for that. Super reassuring.
And it even addresses those moments when you think you've messed up. You know, like, oh, no, did I just lose all my followers? Panicking.
Which, let's be real, is a totally valid fear.
Totally. But the guide reminds you that if you see a few stragglers on your old account after a while, it might not mean disaster. Their servers could just be playing catch-up. Especially if they're a bit, shall we say, more relaxed about speed.
Oh, thank goodness. That's good to know.
Right. This guide is like a hand to hold through the entire process. But for those extra stubborn cases where those few followers just won't budge.
There's a manual transfer option, right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
You can give those stragglers a little virtual nudge in the right direction. Manually transfer anyone who didn't make it over after a 30-day grace period.
30 days. That's pretty generous.
It is. Shows you how much control Mastodon gives you. Like, they're not forcing anyone to do anything.
Definitely seeing a theme here. You know, Mastodon seems all about empowering the user.
Right. You're not just along for the ride.
It's refreshing. Like, this guide really hammers home the point that we're not just passive consumers of content. You know, we can shape our online experiences if we want to.
We have more agency than we think.
I love that. Choosing where to hang out online, who to connect with. It's like the difference between, I don't know, renting an apartment and building your own house.
Oh, I like that. I see what you mean.
Like, both are fine, obviously, but there's something so empowering about designing a space that's truly yours.
Right.
Absolutely. You're in control. Every detail reflects your taste, your style. And, you know, just like with building a house, choosing the right server, it's like laying the foundation.
You've got to start with a solid base.
Exactly. This guide really drives home that point. Finding a community that aligns with your values, the stuff you're into, your whole vision for, like, how online spaces should be run.
Finding your people, basically. The ones who get your jokes, share your passions, even your pet peeves about online etiquette.
100%. It's about finding that corner of the internet where you can truly be yourself, you know, without apology.
And hey, just like in real life, sometimes you realize your needs have changed. Maybe you've grown, your priorities are different, or you just need a change of scenery.
Happens to the best of us.
But the beauty of the Fediverse, of Mastodon, is that you have that freedom. You can move, explore, find that perfect fit.
Without starting from scratch every time.
Exactly. And this guide, it doesn't just tell you how to do the technical stuff. It empowers you to embrace that whole journey. Mm-hmm. It reminds you that you have choices. And with a little guidance, you can create online experiences that are actually, like, fulfilling.
Yeah.
Meaningful.
It's about so much more than just switching servers. It's about reclaiming that sense of agency, of ownership over our digital lives. And I don't know about you, but that's pretty darn exciting.
I'm with you 100%. And, you know, it's bigger than just us, right?
Mm.
It's about shaping the whole future of online interaction. Every time someone chooses the Fediverse, chooses to take control, it strengthens the whole network.
One migration at a time, right? It's that ripple effect. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about Mastodon, I hope this deep dive has given you a little nudge. You might just be surprised at what you find.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Damn.
Thanks for listening, everybody.